in the program today, the future by the people actually making it.
So what our researchers came up with was a paper that you print on it today, and in a couple of days, it's blank again.
And is this the world you want to live in?
I actually think it will be a gonzo world of speed freaks trying to stay awake all the time so they don't miss anything.
Gizmos to dream about in Business Daily from the BBC in California. I'm in San Diego, California, for a conference of some of the cleverest people on the planet. It's called Future in Review, and it's where a lot of the world's top thinkers on technology gather to share their thoughts. So it's where you can get some sort of sense of the future. Normally, I hate futurology, people pretending to know the unknowable, it seems to me. But when the future's foretold by the people who are actually developing it, then it's a different matter. The information is going to get even more abundant because the nature of the web is changing. Until very recently, it was a sort of static thing, with information, say a newspaper, there for all to see unchanged. Now, though, there's a continual stream of information that changes all the time. Even newspapers run video and sound and blogs, so they're anything these days but static. And that changes the way we all react to the web, as Nova Spivak explained to me. He's what's sometimes called a visionary on these things, starting his first internet company in 1994, and a string of them ever since.
We're moving from a web that was like a reference library to a web that's increasingly like radio, television, news wires. It's a web that's a stream. It's actually a place where, in many ways, consumers will be a little bit more passive. They'll be able to lean back and have information coming at them. But this also presents new problems.
Go on.
When you lean back and you have a lot of information coming at you, and it gets faster and faster, and there are more and more sources, you have the new problem of how do you filter it? How do you deal with this increasing overflow of streams pouring into your computer, into desktop tools, into web tools like Twitter, into your email, into your phone? Information is being pushed to you, and it's coming at you faster and faster from more and more places. So what do you do? How do you filter that?
Tell me.
I think much of the innovation of the next decade of the web from 2009 to 2019, which is the officially third decade of the web, I think much of the innovation will be focused on solving this problem. We'll see many companies emerging to provide different ways to filter the stream, just like we saw services like Google emerge to filter the web. Now, Google, you know, really is about finding things that happened in the past. Google is about searching the past. But what do you do about the present? How do you search and deal with the present? It's happening now. It hasn't even been indexed yet.
For companies, I can see the consequence. They need to be monitoring the web all the time because there might be information of benefit or cost to them. But what about people?
Well, even individual consumers need to monitor the stream, whether it's their friends, their family. If you're a parent, you want to know what your kids are Twittering about. If you're a hobbyist or a fan and a movie opens, you want to find out if it's good. Do you want to trust one reviewer who writes about it after the fact, or do you want to see the stream of what people are saying as they come right out of the theater? Do you want, when an event happens, to have to be physically present? Or, if you can't make it, how about just watching the stream of what people who were sitting in that event are saying in real time as it happens?
What comes to my mind is a nightmarish world of couch potatoes. People who sit and get fatter and fatter while these flickering lights appear before their wondering eyes, their glazed eyes, maybe.
Well, let me offer you a different nightmare scenario. I actually think it will be a gonzo world of speed freaks trying to stay awake all the time so they don't miss anything. I think it's a world in which people are going to be just absolutely terrified to be offline and not monitoring the stream even for a few minutes. So instead of couch potatoes, I think they're going to burn a lot of calories just out of sheer paranoia.
In case somebody's saying something bad about them.
Bad about them, bad about their brand, or maybe good. You have to be there. You have to be ready to jump on it right when it happens, because if you don't, it could spread to a million people in the space of an hour or two.
You know, I don't want to jump on it. And I'm just wondering whether actually what might happen is a reaction against Twitter. People saying, I don't want a mobile phone, an electronic tag in my pocket all the time. I don't want to tell people that I'm just about to eat a hamburger.
There will be people who are more private, who keep certain things offline. We may see a return, in fact, to things that are a bit more retro. The slow food movement, the slow movement in general may become an interesting term. Luxury actually may be redefined as, instead of access to these technologies, it may be the ability to not use them for a couple of hours.
Nova Spivak. You're listening to Business Daily from the BBC in San Diego, California.